107, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
We have provided Unit 99 of the Sacramento Police Department the tape recorder it carries and the officer in charge, Sergeant Meredith, so that you, who depend on your police for protection, can hear them in action, on duty. And what you hear on this radio program is real. No question about it. The suspects are real. The victims are real. Bear this in mind as you hear these cases. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 7. Incomplete phone call at Code 2. KMA 907.
An incomplete phone call. Unit 7's on it, on 8th Avenue. We better check it out with him. Here they are. Let's go. They've gone inside.
Oh, hello, Sergeant.
This?
Oh, this is a family argument.
I was getting ready to go sleep in the car.
He was going to sleep in the car. She called us because of she claims that he struck her. And she called us, and she doesn't seem to be too agreeable to what
No, I
he
certainly
wants
don't.
To do.
I think he should be gotten out of the house.
Well, I think these men have a lot
yes,
to do.
Yes, you certainly, you agree
besides
awful good
to
when
our
somebody...
family beef. Now, I'll go sleep in the car and you go to bed, or if you want to go out, you go ahead and go. I mean,
we have a 9-year-old son that had to be dragged out of the house because of you. I have an uncle and aunt who stand by me.
They're spending the night, he's spending the night with them.
Yes, I guess he is because of you.
No.
Who do you think you're trying to kid?
Gentlemen, I know you have a lot to do.
You two are married, I presume.
I hope we are. Oh, I wish I'd never been, but I guess we are.
Well, what's this all about, anyway?
It's just a family.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married?
We have a son 9 years old.
About 10 years.
Where's the son at now?
He's over my aunt's house for protection.
If you like, I'd call on the phone and get him on the phone.
Oh,
yes, I wouldn't call if I were you.
We'll take your word for the fact
that verified that he was left there tonight.
For protection?
No, not for protection, dear.
Are you worried about what this man might do?
Yes, I am. I've got marks on my face. I've got makeup on now. I've got marks all over my eyes for what he did to me tonight.
You don't understand. You've got a little loaded tonight.
Yes, I got a little loaded.
You wanted to go out, and I said no. All right, we had a family squall, right?
Now, why don't you just go out of this house? Just leave!
All right, I'll go sleep in the car.
Where did she want to go? Did she want to go out without you, you mean?
Yes, that was...
Now, look, that's my business!
We were called in to settle a disturbance, ma'am.
That's exactly what you've done. Now, you can just take him out of here.
With an attitude like you have, we'll have to stay here the rest of the night.
Toby, you can just sit here and make your mind up what you want to do.
No, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, it certainly doesn't to me. I have some coffee right inside there. You care to drink a cup of coffee?
Now, let's calm down. Maybe we can sit.
Now, look, this is my husband. I know what he does to me. You don't.
Granted.
All right, then don't you stand there and tell me what you're doing.
I'm telling you what.
You keep your hands off me.
I'll leave the house. You go if you want to, or whatever you want to do, honey. I'll just go out and sleep.
No, he was stopping. He was yanking the phone out of the wall.
It was a threat.
A threat?
Strictly.
Would you like to see a few marks about a threat?
All right, you go on and give him the car.
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
Yeah.
Maybe we can settle this without too much excitement. I know you're a little alarmed.
I'm mad.
Is there anything that you wish us to do?
Don't hurt him.
We'll hurt him. We're not here to hurt anybody.
Just get him away, that's all.
We can't do that.
Well, just get him away from here. I don't want him around me, that's all. I had to take my son out of the way tonight.
Now, think this over before you answer. Do you want us to take this man down and have him arrested? Do you wish to prefer charges against him for assault and battery or something similar to that?
I should.
Well, it's entirely up to you. It's not up to us.
Has this same sort of thing occurred before?
Yes, it has.
Often?
Yes, I've got marks all over me. I've had the police over here 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Has there been anything done about it as far as you're concerned?
No, I just... Look, we've been married for 11 years.
I understand that.
He drinks quite a bit. Look, I'm no angel. I work, and I drink quite a bit, too. But, I mean, let's face it, I've got a son almost 10 years old that has to face this all the time. Because I've got marks. I've got my face to show for it. I go to work with black eyes.
Well, here's something you might do. You might think this over until Monday. You have all day tomorrow. Take it over until Monday.
He's going to be it. The thing is, he bothers me. If I try to make him leave, like tonight, he was going to yank the telephone out of the wall.
Is he living here now at the present time?
Well, of course, he's my husband.
Well, true, true. All right, there's only, as I see it, there's only one thing, one alternative, one of two alternatives. Either to arrest him right now, or to wait until Monday morning and see the city prosecutor to send
a
complaint to
his I know I can do that. I've been told that before.
Well, our hands are tied for anything else other than that.
I don't want to hurt him. I just don't know what to do.
See, we can't take him without...
He always looks so innocent. Every time somebody comes around, he stands there like he's so peaceful.
Well, then there's only one alternative. And that's going to be up to you to decide.
What am I going to tell his son? That I threw his father in jail?
Well, if it's father, if it was necessary to protect you and the boy...
Has anyone got a cigarette?
I don't have any.
If it was necessary to protect you and the boy, why, that's the thing.
Well, now look. Look at my face.
Well, it's...
Well, now just take a good look. You can see.
You see one mark below your eye, yeah.
Well, just a good look. I've got microphone now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you wish us to do?
If I threw him in jail, I'll probably bail him out.
Well, that's up to you.
I've done it before. I threw him in jail and bailed him out.
Well, that's happened many times before.
Well, I'll tell you, here's something we might try. I mean, just try. Keep the doors and windows locked. Now, well, listen to what I have to say first. Keep the doors and windows locked. He said he's going to sleep in the car. I don't know whether to believe him or not. I haven't lived with the man. But if he bothers you then, if he attempts to come into the house, then call us again. And then if we'll see just how sincere he is about sleeping out there in the car. And if he attempts to come in again, we'll take whatever action
the minute I walk out of this door, I can't stand any more of it. The minute I walk out of this house, he'll try and kill me. I kid you not, he will.
Well, you know him better than I do. But that's...
I think you better take him in.
Well, why don't you try the suggestion that I made
first? I'll try it.
Family arguments like this are all in the night's work for patrol car officers. They handle many such cases and quite frequently act as unofficial marriage counselors. This time the lady left, for the night at least.
Unit 99.
99, go ahead.
940 at 24th Avenue and Stockton Boulevard, 99.
940, roger.
Check 99, give me another 7.
940 call out on Stockton Boulevard. I don't know what it is, but we better get out there.
Well, on Stockton Boulevard, about 25th Avenue, Detectives Fox and Sergeant Lyons of the Detective Bureau is talking with Officer Lopez. Seems to be having a conference, too, with some citizen over there.
Later, this thing works out, they're going to monitor the phone here tomorrow night.
Well, what's the deal out here?
Well, this man has received 2 threatening phone calls. He's working in a service station, and the man threatened the safety of his wife unless he left the entire proceeds of the station out in the field alongside the station.
Uh-huh.
And that was 2 nights ago, and then tonight he received another call, and the man told him that he hadn't done what he was told, and he was going to learn better. Mm. So naturally, the fellow's pretty upset about it all. He has his wife with him tonight, as a matter of fact, because he didn't want to leave her alone.
What was the request for, the amount of money?
Well, when the phone rang the first time, which was Monday night, well, he said, how much you think your wife? And I said, quite a lot, why? And he said, well, listen to me. He said, if you think anything over it all, he said, you better do just as I tell you. And I said, well, what do you want? And 6 guys in the station at the time. And truck drivers and all, see. And I said, well, he said, I want you to take all the money that you got in your pocket and all that you got in a register, and I want you to put it in a sack, and I want you to take it around the side of the building. I don't know where somebody was going to be at the side of the building. I don't know what. I mean, I didn't wait. By that time, I was shook up. I thought he had my wife, see? Because there's nobody to leave her with, and I left her home by herself, see? So by that time, I thought he had her, and I had all I could take, see? And I said, wait a minute. I just dropped the phone, and Johnny, the guy that's in there now, picked it up. And he said, hello? And the guy says, I don't want to talk to you. He said, just tell that other guy you better do just as I said. And he hung the phone up. So tonight, well, I wanted my wife to go to her mother's and stay like off work, but she wouldn't do it. She wasn't scared. She wasn't going no place. And so we got in a big argument, and I made her go, see? Well, she went, and she come back at a few minutes to 10. She pulled the car up right there, and I walked out. And I said, come on inside and go and get us some coffee. She said, no, I'm going home. I said, I don't want you to go home now. I said, I don't want to take a chance. I'll be worried to death till I get home. And she says, well, I'm going. And I insisted she didn't take the car, and that was it. So she didn't go. She sat here and waited. Mad. 5 minutes to 12, the phone rang again. I picked the phone up, and I just knew it was him when I picked it up. The guy said, hey, young fella, why didn't you do like I told you the other night? And I said, wait a minute. And I was going to try to keep him on the line, see, because I had another phone there. I got two phones there. And I said, wait a minute. When I said that, he said, you're going to learn better. And he hung, just slammed the phone down. By that time, I called the police.
That was this evening, about an hour ago.
Yeah, 5 minutes to 12. Well, I'm scared to death of walking in my yard. Either way I go, I got blind corners to go in.
Well, you don't have any idea. I guess if you did, you would tell us who it might be.
I ain't never been in no trouble. I ain't never had a fight. I've been in Sacramento 6 years. I worked at one place over 4 years. I've been here 5 months. I've lived over here 3 months, and I ain't never, as far as I know, I ain't got an enemy in the world, nobody.
Well, Lopes, if you hear of anything, give us a buzz on it.
They're going to watch the station, and they're also going to watch his home, which is in the same district.
Well, if there are any developments, give us a buzz.
We'll call you here.
Although this case looked serious on the surface, there was no further threatening calls. It was apparently a case of a crank or a jokester.
Units 2-5 and 2-8. 901 at 42nd Street and 14th Avenue. KME 907.
An accident at 42nd and 14th Avenue. Traffic units 25 and 28 got the call. We're going down 14th Avenue right now, just about 3 blocks away. Let's go down and see if we can help out.
Here was running away from the scene of the accident. I had to chase him and catch him. Why are you running away, son?
Please don't run away.
You're wanting to run away?
Don't hear me.
Come on, stand up now.
No. Let me lay, please.
What do you
mean? You're a nice man, but don't let that hurt me.
That won't hurt you. Turn it around.
Oh.
This kid about 14, 15 years old smells like he's been drinking. You been drinking tonight, son?
Smoking ass.
Yeah, he was just taking all over the country. He's just a kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
I cannot romp with you, but don't let me.
We won't hurt you. Just take it easy. Everything's going to be all right.
When he went up in the lawn and fell over, I went and tried to investigate him. See, and then he jumped up and went to running, and I couldn't run after him.
No. Was he involved in this accident?
No, there was no accident here.
Well, what seemed to be the trouble? You got reported an accident.
How old is the officer?
How old are you, about 14, son? Huh?
You look like something could be done.
How old are you?
Don't drag me.
Now, no use carrying on like this. We're here to find out what this is all about. No use carrying on like that.
What? Hurt me.
Nobody's hurt.
Like, I know that car is a 1957 Chevrolet.
Never you live ever. Around here, son? I think we better
I wonder who would make a young kid like that drunk. Get him liquor.
I don't know. We're going to have to
That's
find
the
out.
Thing
that
probably coming from the bogey.
How is that, son? Is that better? No. Let me see your hand.
Kids can get liquor.
No, gee, no. I got a boy, 12 years old. I hate they like to have
Isn't that with... terrible?
Sure. I said it.
How old are you, son?
I bet he's over 14.
Not too bad.
Well, he's already a far along out here.
Come on, Sonny, get up. Let's get up and get in the car. No, you're sitting down there, lying on the street.
Let's get over to the old car. Come on! Let go of me! Let go!
Sonny, where do you live?
That's my business.
Where do you live, son?
Never you mind. Just let me alone.
Now, we're trying to help you, son. We can't help you unless you help us.
You just keep your hands off and I'll let you see it.
Nobody's touching you at all, son.
Then shove me away so I can get this armrest on my head.
There you are.
And I'll help you.
Now, where do you live, Sonny?
Now, let me sit out for a while.
Where do you live, son?
And get these people away.
Where do you live? Can't you tell me where you live?
I can tell you if you give me these people away.
Okay. Let's go. They're all gone now, son.
Let me see your hand. Oh, I can't see it. You don't hold it still. Okay.
Dead right now?
No, I've got to wait for a couple hours.
You want to wait for a couple of hours?
Then we got to sleep.
Where do you live, son?
Oh, I get messed up, Dad.
What'd you say, son?
There, Dad, please. Please. You better my wallet unless you want to listen about my mom and dad. They are bad.
No, your mother and father aren't bad.
Yes.
Well, why do you do these things then? Huh?
Because I want to.
Have you drank before?
Yes.
And where did you get it tonight?
From people. Look, if I tell them, if they won't let me do it again, but they won't let me. They won't never like me.
Well, the people that gave you the whiskey? Huh? Come on now, tell me.
Oh, let me rest. Let me rest.
Who gave you this whiskey, son?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
You're not going to tell me?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
You want me to take you home like you are?
Take me home.
Have you ever been in trouble before, son?
If you just let me alone for 45 minutes.
Have you ever been in trouble before?
Well, just shut your mouth.
All right, son.
Was there an accident?
No, there's no accident. Otwell and Ingram, we just a couple of blocks away when the call come in, we thought we'd come over and see if we could assist. When we got here, this young boy ran across the highway onto the grass here and fell, staggered up and went across this street, and I caught him on the other side. And evidently, he has been drinking quite a bit.
Which
he hasn't
car?
Been able... He's not involved in any car at all.
No accident.
It just happened
at all.
To be two cars over there, one pushing the other, and I guess somebody evidently thought that it was an accident. That's why they phoned in. So this boy here happened to be around the scene at the time, and his condition, as you can see, he's pretty well.
How old is he?
He's 13. Here's his identification. He's very belligerent. He won't tell me anything. So I think we ought to get him home.
What's your name, fella?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well.
Well,
nobody's going to hit you.
Why don't you sit up here and
sit
talk
up
to
us? Talk.
Otwell. You can talk to him, right?
Sit up here and talk.
Wait now!
Huh?
Wait!
Wait for what?
You know how to spell it.
What have you been drinking? Huh?
Now, would you wait a minute before you ask me any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell us where you got this?
Would you wait, I said.
All right. How long do you want us to wait?
I don't know.
Well, what have you been drinking?
Vodka.
Where'd you get the vodka?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
How old are you?
13.
He's 13, Otwell.
Mm-hmm.
You want us to take you home now?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing over in this neighborhood in the first place?
I want to be over here.
Where?
Oh,
Park. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Green.
See the people calling
Dennis.
Us?
No, I happened to come here at the time, found this little devil this way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to...
drinking vodka.
He's been drinking vodka, Dennis, and Green, that's what he's been telling us.
Been drinking vodka, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is the second case of vodka we've had right around here.
A juvenile officer's, Merrill Green and Dennis are taking the young boy over to the county hospital to have him checked out. We're afraid that possibly he might consume too much alcohol for his own good. And also clean him up before they contact the parents. We're en route over there now. J.
You get in touch with the parents, Green?
Yeah, I called the father, Dan, and he's going to come right over here. Meet us in the hospital. I don't know, the boys are intoxicated. I don't believe that we should take more to the juvenile hall because they have no way of handling them over there, and possibly we'll turn them over to the parents.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to make a report on it?
Oh, yeah, there'll definitely be a report.
He was running and fell at one time or another. He has a gravel sore.
Yes, he did fall. I was chasing him.
Did you see him when he did?
Yeah.
Yes, you're the boy's mother and father. He's right back here. I think better to keep him here tonight. He's had a little too much to drink. He's not bad, he's just intoxicated.
Well, give it to me all. Really?
When we went to put him in the car, he kicked and fought and chirped and cussed.
I want to know the works. We've never had any trouble before.
No, we know that. What we're interested in is who gave it to him.
Well, that's what we want to find out, too.
Do you have any around the house?
We always have it around the house.
Did you check and see if any was missing?
There's never any missing.
We'd like you to get as much information as you can from him, and we want you to see Captain Gessner at the juvenile Monday morning. I'm a lawyer. We'll have to make out a report and give it to him. And then he'll come in Monday morning and talk to Captain Gessner. And all the information you can get concerning where he got this whiskey or vodka or whatever he's been drinking, it will help us out because we've had a couple complaints out there of juveniles drinking, and we've taken a couple into juvenile
right
home.
In that vicinity.
Right, well, within a block from
there. Came from the same school.
Same school. All the kids go to the same place.
Well, let's put it this way. What do you want to do?
Well, we want to do what's ever right for you.
Doc, how is the boy now?
Well, the boy's still a little bit disoriented and belligerent, but he appears alert and not completely unconscious. He seems in pretty good shape.
Is he going home?
Well, I think the best thing to do would be to send him home in the custody of the parents.
A 13-year-old boy intoxicated, weeping, hysterical, sick and belligerent. Not a very pretty picture, was it? As a matter of fact, it was horrible and rather frightening. And not the first such case to come to the attention of the juvenile division. In this instance, however, the boy was not given the liquor by adults. A friend of the same age stole a bottle of vodka from the place where he worked and shared it with the boy we picked up. He was released to his parents.
This is Unit 99, presented in cooperation with Station KFBK in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.